T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Okay. So the official policy of the United States of America, as declared by acting president Dr. Anthony Fauci yesterday, right, is that we should not be allowed, to have an economy until we cure the common cold. No joke. I mean, literally, we've never cured the common cold. Coronavirus is the virus that is the common cold. This is another strain of it. A more virulent and deadly strain, to be sure. But we got to cure the common cold before we're allowed to have an economy. What will the cost of that be? No one has a clue. It's not really important. Did you hear this clip? I mean, did you see Tucker Carlson's face? I'll just play.
He is rather expressive, isn't he?
He is. Fauci's asked, like, you know, what's the end date on this thing? I mean, you know, when are we going to be allowed to have businesses, have an economy, make money, that sort of thing? When there are no new cases? Really? And when will that be, sir? Because we've been trying to cure the common cold for decades. Decades.
At yesterday's coronavirus briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked when the restrictions on normal life will end in this country. Here's how he replied.
If we get to the part of the curve that Dr. Birx showed yesterday, when it goes down to essentially no new cases, no deaths at a period of time.
So it'll be fixed when we have no new cases and no deaths. How long will that be? Almost nobody thought to ask. We've got to beat this disease. Details are irrelevant. Cost is no object. That's the feeling in Washington right now, and certainly in the press corps that covers it. But details are always relevant.
Yeah. I don't mean to be sarcastic, but this is not our national policy right now. Please God.
Well, then, and number one, I do not recognize his constitutional authority as president, as you were trying to affix that appellation to him earlier. But Tucker is right about that. And here's the thing also. This is the mentality of the media and also the Democrat Party, because they know it is impossible. They are setting up the impossible scenario so that there is no solution that will meet their demands.
Brilliant. That's exactly what they're doing.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Yep.
This is what the liberalism is doing, because there is no way that there will never be any more deaths and that there will never be any more new cases. We can bring it down to approaching zero. It's just like the theoretical temperature of absolute zero. It doesn't exist. We can approach it, but it doesn't exist, apparently, according to, if I remember my physics correctly. But little physics I passed, I'll put it that way. But at any rate, but we're also making decisions. We're making economic decisions based purely on medical data. Now, that's not something that ever happens in this country, period.
No, that's what's so unusual.
We make decisions on life and death issues based on money all the time. Part of that's called life insurance and health insurance. There are monetary values that are put on certain things, and the number of lives and the value of lives, all the time, every day. We always do this. This is not saying that we should not be trying to do what we can to mitigate what's going on with this. And of course, that's what trolls on Twitter will try to accuse us of when we say things like this. But this, at a certain level, and I want to reference Jim DeMint's article, op-ed in the Hill from yesterday. And I did send that to you, by the way. It's in your email. that he's making the point we have to get the economy moving again so that we can treat and fight this, because otherwise there's not going to be any money to treat and fight it. We have to get the economy moving again. We have to take reasonable steps to get the economy moving again.
Based on data, not our feelings, yes. not right. our political points of view,
right.
based on data. And it needs to be laid out for the American public.
Yes.
The cost of six more weeks is another, you know, and the economists can figure it out. We have smart economists, 15 million unemployed. Lay that before the American people. Let it sink in. And let's make a decision. Maybe we want to relive through the Great Depression. Maybe we do. To save how many lives? 2,500? 5,000? I mean, I don't know, but they can model it. Put it before the American people. Let's have an adult conversation in this country.
Yeah.
But see, they're planning on the exact opposite. Did you see this? Nancy Pelosi announces bipartisan committee to investigate federal response to coronavirus, right? The committee will call for rolling lockdowns through fall. We're not going to have an economy by fall, Lee.
Well, that'll be just in time for the November election,
which
conveniently will take place. This is exactly what they want to do. Look at what the Democrats have been able to do here. And I'm not saying Democrats are in control of this, but they're not letting a crisis go to waste here. Okay, they had Bernie as a possible candidate that was creating a problem for mainstream Democrats, so they pretty much locked him out, and now they've got Biden, and that's going to be the guy, unless something else weird happens. They're going to delay their convention until it's later on in August, I believe, is what they're going to do now. And, you know, if you've got calls to keep the economy shut down until November, just in time for the election, wow. What did Trump really have going for him? The economy.
Yeah, they are systematically annihilating
because he fixed
the economy.
Because the Trump administration and their policies and the few Republicans that actually went along with him were able to fix the damage that the Obama administration, congressional Democrats, and moderate Republicans had done over the past 8 years prior to his inauguration.
Here's the thing, Lee, and this was brilliantly put in by Newsmax, actually. Where are the benchmarks? Like, where are the benchmarks so that we know, okay, when we get to this, right, then we can begin to open this class of non-essential businesses. We don't have that. We have no plan. And that vacuum is letting people like the ever more insane Dr. Fauci say things like, well, we're going to keep shut down with, he used the word lockdowns, until literally we have no more cases. Again, as a texter brilliantly put it, and I sort of stole their text. Yeah, so here it is. Texter writes, so this won't be over till they develop a vaccine for the common cold. Bingo. Bingo. With no conception of cost. I guess Fauci figures he's going to get paid. He works for the federal government. He didn't care about the rest of us. I mean, at some point, this is going to become mortally dangerous to people to have an economy this unstable. Meanwhile, I want to, well, you know what? I'm going to save this for later on. Let's play it. Let's do it real quick. Andrew McCarthy, the second, the minority leader in the House, right? He's a Republican. And he was responding to Adam Schiff's 9/11 style commission to blame Trump for the coronavirus, because the conclusion is already arrived at. They don't even have to hold a single meeting. And he said, listen, if you want to serve the country, have a 9/11 style commission on how the Chinese did this and how we can prevent it again.
Adam Schiff is so out of touch. We are in the middle of a crisis. Let's take care of this crisis. If somebody really wants to look at something, let's look at China and President Xi. Because China lied, because they would not let our experts in, our scientists, our researchers, this is 95% worse than we'd ever see. We could have contained this in China of itself. But lo and behold, the Democrats and Adam Schiff himself, remember how many times he has lied to the American public. The only thing he can think about is how we can go after the president in the middle of a crisis in America.
Mm-hmm. So he's absolutely right.
Brilliant. And do you remember Trump begged them? We begged them. We pressured them. Let us in. Let us contain it. Let us help you at our own cost.
Mm-hmm.
And they sneered at us and mocked us. And he is absolutely right. We need to examine how this happened in China so that we can examine. I mean, literally, our relationship with them has come down to life or death, Lee. It is a deadly thing to have a relationship with this country run by the Communist Party that they have. And he's absolutely right. But what are the Democrats saying on this? You can't even say that it came from China.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about repeating Communist Party talking point. You're not even allowed to say it came from China. You can only examine Trump, the guy who begged them, let us into your country. Let us help you. We're not here to blame you. We are here to help.
Well, it's truth over facts, because it is a scientific fact that this virus, as far as we can determine now, with all the evidence we have, started in Wuhan, China. That was where patient zero was. With all the evidence that we have, everything we've been told, even though the media was saying that in the beginning, before it became socially irresponsible to mention the fact that this came from China.
We only know it came from China because the Chinese told us.
Yeah, that's
and then the media repeated what they said.
Yeah. But then it's more important to blame Donald Trump for being racist for calling it the China virus than for actually trying to fight it.
I know. Because then, but if we acknowledged it came from China, then we couldn't blame Trump for it, right? So
exactly.
That's going to have to be erased.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jump on the line with Todd in Fountain Inn on the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Hey, Todd.
Good morning, Ms. Tara. Morning, Lee. I'm kind of upset, and I want people to understand I'm not insensitive, but I'm about to piss a bunch of people off. I realize that this virus is contagious. I realize it's deadly. But here's the thing. We can't no more get a handle on this than we can the common flu or the common cold or allergies. I mean, not this past year, but the year before, my wife got the flu. She went down. The doctor said, hey, you need the shot. They gave her the shot. 2 months later, she got the flu again. We went back. I said, hey, she got the shot. And they're like, well, it's kind of a slush fund of the past 3 or 4 years because we don't really know. And I'm going, what? And they're talking about the medications. They're saying, well, we've got to be careful because we don't know if we give them this, if the coronavirus is going to come back. I'm going, the flu comes back when you get the dad burn shot or you take Theraflu or Tamiflu or whatever in the world it is you take. They're not going, I mean, the best thing you do is try to get a handle on this, get ahead of it. People are going to catch it, just like every year people catch the flu, people die from the flu. I know people every year when the pollen season comes around, I know of people that have died from allergies due to pollen. We're not banning pollen. I mean, you know, we're not shutting the country down when spring rolls around because of pollen and allergies. And it's like cancer. They can't cure cancer. I know people who have died because their bodies couldn't stand the chemo that was taken to cure the cancer. You know, and the press is being not, I don't know if it's naive or neglectful, including Fox, in reporting the fact that, you know, the things that we take for granted now, like the flu, we can't even get a handle on it, really.
And you know what you're saying? I know there's people in their cars, Todd, saying that's not true, but it is. The CDC, on average, this is a crazy stat, 83,000 people on average every year die of the flu and pneumonia. And the pneumonias are caused by exactly what you're saying, colds that cause pneumonia. That's what ultimately weakened and killed my mom over the course of 2 colds killed her because her system was run down. It's colds, it's allergies that result, like you said, in infections that then spread to the lungs, then you end up with pneumonia. 83,000 on average a year, Todd, and I'm not downgrading the seriousness of this. Obviously, it's serious. It's killing people. I've said that from the beginning. I've never denied it's serious or that it kills people. But what you're saying, Todd, is context. It's context.
Exactly. You know, I mean, they're treating this like, once we cure this completely, we can open the country back up. you're never going to open the country back. You're never going to cure this.
No.
You, like I said, you know, like it's been stated many times, you can't even cure the common cold. Okay, the flu shot is a slush. Well, I'm not even sure if they're just straight injecting with teriyaki or soy sauce at this point.
No.
But they have no clue what's in. And I'm not trying to make light or belittle or you know, anything like that. You know, it's sad that people are dying, and I get that. I've lost friends. But it's one of the things that we are not – the best thing that we can do is get a grasp on it, so to say, but it's never going to be cured. I mean, it just – it's just not – and one more thing, they keep saying on New York, Cuomo, is like, we've got enough ventilators to last 6 days, and I'm going – are these one use? I've never been on one. I'm not a doctor. I do heating and air. I'm not a doctor. Are they one use things? Once you use them one time, do you have to throw them away, or can you reuse these things? I don't know.
Well, no. See, the thing when Cuomo says that they're about to run out of ventilators, Cuomo's been lying about that for a couple of weeks now. So when I hear him screaming again about running out of ventilators, I kind of roll my eyes and wonder. It'll probably be debunked in the next 72 hours, like the last time he lied about running out of ventilators. He was literally sitting in the warehouse that they had the ventilators in the boxes that were being unused.
Right.
And then remember, the media confronted him and finally about it because Dr. Deborah Birx said, no, they have extra. And he said, okay, well, I don't have enough that are projected to be needed. We don't need them yet.
Right.
So he's doing it right again. I'm going to wait and see if he's telling the truth. He lied to me about it last week. So my inclination to trust him is not very high. It's not high.
I understand. One more public safety tip for everyone's concern.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a glass of wine in each hand, you won't touch your face. Just saying. Don't do it while you're driving. But if you hold a glass of wine in each hand, mm-hmm, you can't touch your face. just public safety announcement out there for y'all.
Thank you, Todd, for your helpful public safety projections.
Why don't you
go back to doing heating and air, okay?
While
you're doing that, by the way, like with, you know, no more than one glass of wine in your hand, right?
Well, I got to hold a tool in one hand and I don't drink wine, you know, so and the other beverage is in my other hand. So,
right.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
But
good.
I have to have one hand free for tools.
Good. Yes. Keep one hand free for tools. Thank you, Todd. Texter writes, Tara, why aren't grocery workers dropping like flies with this COVID-19? Most don't wear protective gear. Another texter writes, amen to this guy. Another texter writes, where do we go? That was a good one here, but now y'all are getting fired up and it keeps advancing. Let's see. Texter writes, deadly viruses like COVID-19 almost always originate from China's wet markets. Yes, that's true. It's been true of many strains of the flu over the years, too. And this is America losing its mind. Did you see this? Yeah, there's so many of these. Headline. This is an actual headline in America. Lakewood police. Is that in New Jersey? Lakewood police break up funeral. Break up funeral. With 60 to 70 people. Issue 15 summonses for coronavirus lockdown violations. I'm just let you process that for a minute. Police in Ocean City on Wednesday night broke up a funeral in Lakewood and issued summonses to 15 people, including a 100-year-old man, accusing them of violating the state's ban on public gatherings during the coronavirus pandemic. Feel free to go to the liquor store, though. The funeral marked the fourth consecutive day police have been called to gatherings in Lakewood. God, folks, criminals must be having the time of their life. Yeah, man, I knocked over the convenience store. They were too busy busting up the funeral. I just go into it. Previous incidents busted up by the police. Folks, I'm trying not to laugh. I'm trying hard. Okay, let me be serious. Previous incidents posted up by the police. Broken up, include a bar mitzvah, an engagement party, and a religious school for adults. We have lost our friggin' minds. Michigan, meanwhile, the Michigan Health Department has just said fines at $1,000 for not complying with social distancing. Those can apply to businesses or individuals. Oh, and if you're a business, you are responsible for the social distancing inside your business. So if some fool does not social distance properly, not only are you subject to the $1,000 fine, they then refer you to potentially have your business license permanently revoked. That's Michigan. Texas. Under a motion passed by the city council in Laredo, residents in town can now face a fine of up to $1,000 for not wearing some form of covering on their nose and mouth in the midst of the coronavirus outbreak. On to Saratoga Springs, that's in New York. They are issuing tickets for failing to social distance. According to the Albany County Sheriff's Department, that can include fines of up to $10,000 for stores and up to $1,000 for individuals. By the way, New York is just released thousands of criminals from its prisons. So there we go. There we go. Country has lost its ever-loving mind. I don't know what else to say, folks. I don't know what else to say. But I want to read this, and I'm going to do it in every hour because for a couple of reasons. I know some of you legitimately are panicked. I mean, you are terrified. I don't blame you. I watch an hour of Fox, and I'm damn near scared to death, and I got to sit down and look at hard, cold data to calm myself down. There's not a lot of that on Fox, and there's much less of it on the mainstream media. Here's some hard, cold data. This data will let you actually assess whether you're at risk and whether anything we're doing here makes any kind of sense. Keep in mind as I read this, the policy of the United States of America has always been, with one exception, and that was the Spanish flu, which had a 50% death rate. And at that point, y'all, I'm on board for all this, okay? I'm to 50% death rate, I get it. Policy of the United States of America has always been that those most at risk for whatever, it's been MERS, it's been SARS, it's been swine flu, they were told to stay home. That was the policy of Anthony Fauci. He's been at this for 30 years when suddenly he changed it. Who is dying in New York? Well, this is according to the New York City Department of Health. It was released earlier this week. 1,139 people die. Okay, we hate that. Of the 66 individuals between the ages of 18 and 44 who passed away, only two had no record of underlying health conditions. Only two. Okay. Of the 271 persons between the ages of 45 and 64, just nine had no underlying illnesses. We're going to get to them in a minute. I'm going to tell you what's wrong with them in a minute. The results hold steady, incredibly, for those who fell in the 65 to 74 age group. We hate that they died. 65 to 74 age group. Of those, 268 died. 197 of them had at least one underlying condition. Another 71 are pending. They had underlying conditions too, but their reports are just not concluded. Listen to this. The majority of those over 75 who died of the virus were also listed as having underlying medical conditions. 533, that's tragic. How many of the 533 did not have underlying medical conditions? No known medical conditions. 533. Just three. Wait. You mean 530 out of 533 over 75 had underlying medical conditions that made them sick first? Yeah. Okay. Well, what about those who did not have underlying health conditions? See, there's a problem here. The underlying health conditions, and I'm telling you this part, so if you have this, you can understand more clearly who's at risk and who's not. The underlying health conditions include lung disease, cancer, heart disease, asthma, kidney disease, GI liver disease, and diabetes. Okay. What does not qualify as an underlying health condition, but has affected most of those who've died, who did not have the underlying health conditions? Obesity. Not just some obesity. Gross obesity. And we have an infectious disease specialist, Dr. Stephen Smith, explained this or attempted to on Laura Ingram. Take a listen.
We haven't had anyone under 70 who didn't have a very high BMI or was pre or diabetic get seriously ill. This is wow. Amazing stuff, and it's unprecedented.
So those who don't have underlying conditions, most of them are diabetic, pre-diabetic, or grossly obese, he says.
The more we see this disease, the more we understand that severe rapid COVID disease, especially, is in diabetics or pre-diabetics. We have, I'm looking at 19 or 20 patients that are intubated, and 18 of the 20 were intubated, or all diabetic rather, and two are pre-diabetic. We don't have anybody that's been intubated in our group of over 80 now that was not diabetic or pre-diabetic that was intubated. We had severe disease. We've seen younger patients with severe disease that have a very high BMI. We have patients that are 150 kilograms, so I'm doing the math quickly, that's over 300 pounds. We're seeing a lot of this.
So we're getting a better idea of who is at risk. That allows us, with actual data, not scariness, not scary stuff, not CNN scare stories that turn out to be wrong 3 days later, but we have actual data that tells us who's at risk. We have always used that data to tell, so we know which people to tell to stay home. This is not me being cruel. This is the policy of Anthony Fauci for the last 30 years. He just suddenly up and changed it. Here's Anthony Fauci's new policy, which he did not apply during the Obama administration. I just want to play this again. The policy of the Trump administration right now, Trump better get a handle on this, because this is insane. This is full loss of marbles here. Tucker Carlson did this. Essentially, the policy is country on full lockdown until we cure the common cold, because that's what coronavirus is. It is a virulent, more deadly strain of the common cold.
At yesterday's coronavirus briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked when the restrictions on normal life will end in this country. Here's how he replied.
If we get to the part of the curve that Dr. Birx showed yesterday, when it goes down to essentially no new cases, no deaths at a period of time.
So it'll be fixed when we have no new cases and no deaths. How long will that be? Almost nobody thought to ask. We've got to beat this disease. Details are irrelevant. Cost is no object. That's the feeling in Washington right now, and certainly in the press corps that covers it. But details are always relevant.
I'd say. That's a death sentence for the economy. I mean, you know what, that at that point, and this is what the Democrats are proposing too with their committee, that we have rolling lockdowns through fall. They won't need those. We won't have an economy through fall. You won't be able to leave your house for fear of the civil unrest. We cannot continue this. 6.6 million unemployed in a week, 3.3 million unemployed the week before. Everybody's talking about rates. Well, the rate's doubling. The unemployment rate's doubling. You put the rate of the coronavirus is, no, we're testing. We don't know what it was doing before. We have no base. But we got a base for the employment numbers. Unemployment rate's doubling. I mean, at this rate, we're going to talk about doubling. What, are we going to have 12, 13 million next week? That okay? When's it not okay? Texter writes, this is on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. I drove by an ABC store in Charlotte yesterday. There was a line out the side door, and I saw one guy wearing a tear gas mask, full face gas mask, to go to the ABC. But they won't let him go to church, though. What the heck? Texter writes, hey, Tara, wasn't Antifa ahead of the game by wearing face masks? I guess you could say that. And how does the new rules requiring wearing face covering balance with laws prohibiting covering one's face? I don't know. Texter writes, that's why they need to open the gyms or we will all have high BMI. I know. Because you're not even allowed to go to the park anymore. You can't do anything. Another texter writes, excellent, release thousands of criminals to the streets, then require them to wear masks. Good plan. Oh, God, I love you guys. You're on fire today. Texter writes, I have Gestapo travel papers. My job is no, I have them too. They're in my car. The management issued them. I have papers. Texter writes, I have Gestapo travel papers. My job is essential. I never thought it would happen here, that we, the sheeple, would be controlled. I am a constitutional conservative that is in fear of the future of liberty and freedom. Great show. Keep on trucking. Well, thank you. You keep trucking too. So here's an interesting question. Have you gotten closer to your significant other over the past few weeks, or your family, I'd add into this? This study just looks at couples, but I think family's a better question. Millions of couples around the world are spending more time at home together right now. So is that a good thing or a bad thing? I'd love to hear about this from you. Read the text on the other side. Calls if you want. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Here's what people are saying. Of people who are in relationships, 29% said it brought them closer. Just 11% said it's pushed them farther apart. 53% say things the same as they were before this started, and the rest aren't sure. You know, I was thinking as I read that this morning, I was thinking about the note I just sent to my husband over email, and I was sending instructions for what the, you know, his office is in our house. So I was sending instructions for what the kids are supposed to be doing this morning for like school, for homeschool. And I added a note on there, you know, tell my son, don't fly because I don't fly the new kite till I get home because I want to see him do it. He's a master with a kite. And he was flying one yesterday, and I finally pulled out the Mac Daddy. I bought a Mac Daddy kite. This thing's supposed to be unbelievable, at least according to the reviewers on Amazon. I want to see him fly it for the first time. So I was like, wait till I get home. We'll do it after lunch. And I wrote it because I got some stuff I have to do at work till lunch. And then I'll be home. And I thought after I sent it, I was like, wow. Before, we'd never been in the middle of the day in the backyard flying a kite. I was flying it last night. I mean, all the neighbors were out because people can't stay. They're going nuts in their houses. I don't know if you're like that. It was so pretty last night. It was cold, but it was pretty. Colder. Coldish. And so we're all socially distanced, right? Like across our yards, and we're all standing there just marveling at this kite. I couldn't believe how high he got it. We'd have never been middle of the day before flying a kite. I love it. I do. And there's things about this I hate too. There really are things that are really, really, really hard. But there are things that are have been wonderful too. I love the time I'm getting with my kids. And seriously thinking about, as I told you before, at least thinking about homeschooling two of them. Because I love being at home in the middle of the day. You know, and even I've got, you know, all my prep stuff on in one hand and the computer going. And on the other hand, you know, my son and I are watching videos of stuff he's interested in. We're just chilling and working and chilling. I mean, I've gotten so much. Y'all, have you had this? I have gotten as stressed as I am trying to get homeschool done because, oh my gosh, it's stressful. I mean, I about lost it the other day. I just like about cracked up, but then I got over it. I know you all are going doing that too. I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it. But then I come out, you know, I pull it together and I'm okay. Boy, I'm stressed though. But at the same time, I've never had so much quality time in such a short period of time with my kids. I love it. And I didn't realize how little quality time we had until this. Texter writes, stay home. Baby boom next year. We need to buy stock and diapers. Love to know what you think. Text line, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.